Hello, welcome to the Clarity University Show. My name is Dr. Stephen Ezra West, nickname Dr. Ez. We'll be discussing every topic of personal empowerment you can imagine. I'll be interviewing thought leaders around the world, as well as world leaders. We'll be discussing transcending government with the steps to world peace. What are some of the ideas that are floating around out there that you may have on this topic? My father, Dr. C. Samuel West, was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize and the Nobel Prize in Chemistry before he died. My father blessed the lives of millions of people. He helped more people than anyone I know. Most of them you've never heard of. Yet some of them that he helped literally get started on their paths have become quite successful and famous themselves, like Anthony Robbins and Dr. Wayne Dyer. I met the Dalai Lama about a year ago, and it's funny, but he kind of reminded me of my father. He said something that I'll never forget. He said, "We've got all these differences, right? All the cultures around the world, we have all these differences. Well, we can focus on our differences, or we can focus on what we have in common. Then we can build on that." He said, "Let's focus on what we have in common." It's amazing how much we actually have in common when we do that. Some very good advice from the Dalai Lama. Today is Thursday, December 5th, 2013. Nelson Mandela passed away today. He was a great leader for South Africa. I was in South Africa during the time from August 2000 to August 2002. So I was there when Mandela was released from prison, to the time where the biggest demonstrations in history took place for him to become the leader of his country. Nelson Mandela really believed in what he was doing. And it's a great life story from someone who changed their own life from violence. It's an interesting thing because I had a dream a couple weeks ago about who appeared to me as Morgan Freeman. I thought that was really cool, but I've also seen the movie Invictus, where Morgan Freeman played Mandela. And in my dream, we were actually looking at the completion of obtaining world peace. And it's interesting because that actually, it could have been also Mandela being represented by Morgan Freeman, just because he played Mandela in the movie Invictus. I highly recommend it. It's interesting that tonight, Thursday night, 95, in his home in Johannesburg, surrounded by family, according to South African President Jacob Zuma, he passed away tonight. He's considered by many as the father of his nation. In Washington, President Obama called him one of the most influential, courageous, and profoundly good people ever to have lived. He achieved more than could be expected from any man. With great emotion from the White House, Obama added, "He belongs to the ages." In Mandela's autobiography, he wrote, "No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin, or his background, or his religion. People must learn to hate. And if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. For love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite." And Nelson Mandela knew that from personal experience. A couple more quotes from Mandela. "There is no passion for playing small in settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living." And it always seems impossible until it's done. That one reminds me of the 4-minute mile. It's interesting how well this fits in to the topic of this show. My father was a great believer. The subtitle of his book was Conquer Disease with 8 Keys to Health, Beauty, and Peace. He was a great believer that the science that he discovered actually laid stepping stones. Stepping stones that anyone could live by, regardless of race or religion, to conquer disease and establish peace. And I'm here to tell you that this is a great purpose of this show. Also, to empower people. In order to do this, because everything is connected, we have to create prosperity. We have to have healthy bodies and healthy homes. And in order to do any one of these things, we have to do all of them. In order to conquer disease, we have to establish peace and vice versa. And we have to transcend government. Transcending government with the steps to world peace. You can't conquer disease unless we establish peace. In order to conquer disease, we must establish peace in the process. That's just what science has revealed to us. As you listen to segments of this show, as time goes on, more and more we'll be pointing you in the direction of where to find those key truths to empower you, those pieces of the puzzle that are stepping stones in the right direction. Stepping stones for transcending government and world peace, the steps to world peace and conquering disease. Health, beauty, peace, and prosperity, they all go together. We're going to reveal science beyond the healing arts. Science beyond what we've ever had before, because it just keeps getting better. And the more pieces of the puzzle you get, the clearer that picture will become, and the stronger the reality will be of that conquering disease and establishing peace in your life, establishing peace and prosperity. This particular point in history, there are a lot of people out there who need help financially. There are people who need help physically. And it's interesting how they work together. The number one cause of bankruptcy is surprise healthcare costs. When Obama was elected president, he said, in order to solve our economical crisis, first we have to solve our rising healthcare costs. And he's right. How to do that is a different story. See, most money problems aren't actually money problems. Exactly how to solve that problem, we're going to be discussing. Socialized medicine is the cornerstone of socialism. It's been said throughout history. I'll repeat that socialized medicine is the cornerstone of all of socialism, of communism. In fact, most money problems aren't even money problems. There are things that come before money. So we'll be discussing exactly what the real answers really are. We've been watching the healthcare costs increase. They've been doubling and tripling every 10 years since 1950. We'll be talking about that. Anybody out there know the power of money that doubles and triples? We'll be talking about that. Surprise healthcare costs have been the number one cause of bankruptcy for quite some time now. 75% of those have had full coverage medical insurance, and that still didn't cut it. I'm going to say that again. Surprise healthcare costs have been the number one cause of bankruptcy for quite some time now, and 75% of those have had full coverage medical insurance, and that didn't cut it. Because of all the things that the insurance doesn't typically cover, for one thing, a lot of the money that people are spending, the bulk of it, is the last 2 weeks before someone dies, because they're willing to spend every dime they've got. It doesn't matter if you have $10 million in the bank if you have colon cancer. Now, does it? All of a sudden, people get their priorities in perspective really quick. Well, instead of our legacies that used to be, we used to have healthy legacies being passed on from parents to children. Instead of that happening, we have had debt being passed on. More and more debt. We're going to be talking about this. What are the real solutions to these things? We're going to be talking about the health of the family unit. We're going to talk about what makes marriages successful or not. You know, the main cause of divorces is money, sex, and differences in parenting styles. That ends up being a bigger factor after people have already been married, developed their own way of going about things, and then had a failed marriage, then enter into another marriage with somebody else who'd had a failed marriage and developed their own way of beliefs of how to go about things that are different. Anyway, we're going to talk about this, what the issues are that people face. What are the big issues that people are facing today, every day, in the trenches? What are the solutions to these issues? We're going to have to talk about God. And I'm not going to push my particular religion on anyone, but you'll get to know what that is. You'll get to know what some of my beliefs are. I come from a very strong Christian background, and I'm also an interdenominational minister. My father also had a very, very strong Christian background, LDS. And he started an interdenominational school, which is really kind of unusual for someone who had such a strong, as strong of a background as he did. And there's no way around it. We're going to have to talk about the laws of God, which are also called the laws of nature. Some of you may be more comfortable just calling them the laws of nature. But what you'll find is they're exactly the same. Pure science and pure religion really do go hand in hand, because the way truth works, there is no incongruency. The truth lines up perfectly, just like it should. It's been my pleasure just to give you this introduction to the broad concepts we're going to be covering on personal empowerment and every aspect of your life. It's going to be very exciting, the type of people that we bring in. Because our topic is so broad, we're going to be bringing in all kinds of beautiful people with their beautiful talents to share from all over the globe. It's going to be an amazing learning journey for me. You know, as I've traveled around the world, what I've discovered is sometimes I learn as much from my students as they've learned from me. And the experiences that I've gathered without my students, well, they wouldn't have even taken place. So I'm really looking forward to all the things we're going to be discovering together with the different people we're going to be bringing onto the show to interview the world leaders, thought leaders. We're just going to go straight to the top for you. We're going to do our best to find the very best people that we can possibly find to bring on this show. So I'm very excited. There will be books written. There are some that are in the works right now. So you're going to want to stay tuned. It is going to be a very exciting ride. So why don't you take a moment right now? Go ahead and click on that subscribe button. You are going to love it. So each time we produce a new show, you'll be one of the first to know. You can also follow us on YouTube if you like video footage. There are a lot of video shows we're doing, and some of those shows we're going to strip the audio from and make available here as well. Lots of different topics. One of the YouTube shows that has already begun is called The Secrets of Your Internal Fountain of Youth. It's an ongoing series. One of the thought leaders that I've interviewed is Jeffrey Smith of the documentary called Genetic Roulette. He is the world's foremost educator on that topic. And just to give you an idea, this has already begun. So if you like watching YouTube videos, especially the ones that will help empower you, you're going to want to go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe on that as well. And we love our subscribers, so there will be free giveaways and promotions. And we know how much you guys are going to love the free giveaways and promotions that we've got lined up for you. So yes, subscribe. And we are going to have an amazing journey together. Until next time, Dr. Stephen Ezra West, nicknamed Dr. Ez. This is the Clarity University Show. Until next time, may the pure intelligence and love of God be with you.